Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 336. Words are hard. It's Saturday, May 6th, 2023, or here in Aussie land, it's Sunday, May 7th. Good morning, chat room. Welcome, everybody. We have got Chris, who just subscribed for 56 months. Thank you so much. And Zep also has subscribed 5 months. Thank you, Zep. Appreciate that. We have got Fair, and we have got Zaya, and who else is here? Rod's here. So welcome. Tiber's here. Hype. Hi all. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome everyone listening, and thank you for joining me today. I think we'll get straight into it. We've got a little bit. Most of it's going to be news today, but we've got a little bit of stuff to talk about. So first off, most important, I think everyone should grab your beverage of choice.
Coffee is my blood.
Absolutely. I have my, it's very full. It's a very full cup. I had to quickly make a cup before, that's why I was a tad late, because, you know, coffee's most important. What's everyone drinking? Everyone got their cup off? A nice beverage of choice. Cup of tea. I'm guessing if Dave was here, he'd probably be having whiskey or something. beer. Something like that. Anyway. Hi, everyone. All right. Bear with me. As I said, I've got a bit to get through today. So, let's talk post-patch 10.1. I think the one of the biggest things that affected us that we talked about from last week, you know, there were various things that was going to have a little imprint, is definitely cross-faction guilds. Now, I must admit, I've had barely any time to play. I actually only got to play a couple hours last night, so I haven't delved. Like, I just started on the patch stuff and the quest line of all the new stuff on later, so I haven't even like fully comprehended all the bits and pieces. But cross-faction guilds has been something that we've wanted for a long time, and it's finally here. Now, going by chat that I was reading from my mods, apparently you must be Battle.net friends to add Toon's cross-factions. So I think you guys can, so if you've got any thoughts on that, pop it in the chat room, let me know. Which, I'm surprised they've gone down that way. I'm surprised. So they're saying you can't be friends, obviously, just in-game. Have to be Battle.net friends. So what's your thought? Maybe part of the Battle.net community, haven't been able to verify, so I was saying. Fair says, yeah, annoying. I agree, Fair, that it seems to me bloody stupid. Like, if you're on the same server, there's a fair chance, you know, he should be able to sort something out. I don't even know what BattleNet communities are. I know we've got one for the WoW Challenges. I'll have to check. I'm sure you might be part of it. I think you go into the community or chat. I mean, not a lot of people use it. Maybe it's their way of getting people to use it more, but seriously, we've got that many different ways of communicating. Do we need more? It's a bit like my work at the moment. They've just changed. We had we've got two or three different ways that we already can communicate within the organization as well as within the teams and the network, etc. And then they've decided, oh, well, that's not good enough. We're going to now make this other thing that they want people to move across to. So to kind of stop using this stuff that's been in place for years and just to use this, or to use this more, but only use these ones over here a bit. So it's like, well, we were already using this. We didn't need this. Like, why? So I don't know. That's how it feels like utilizing another form of communicating. Like, I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? Let me just go back. Chris says, what they're saying, the reason behind, is for new players who may not be familiar with what a guild means, and they don't want people to randomly be able to invite the new player couldn't do any group contact with the guild of opposite faction. Rod says, I have a second WoW account, not active, have a level 1, made BattleNet friend with my main account, was able to invite the Horde to the Alliance Guild. Tybus says, I found a YouTube video on how you can invite Chris Faction to your personal guild that involves using communities. Don't know if you want people posting links though. Tybus, do you want to throw that in... throw it in Discord under maybe, where is it? Throw it in maybe, screenshot videos. I'll take it from there. I'll copy it from there. That would be good. It's an interesting perspective. There is a WoW Challenges group in BattleNet. You can get them in BattleNet under chats and groups and in game too. Thanks, Aya. Yes. So, and you can't use Guild Finder, correct, Sire? From what I read? Fair, we're on the same page. Yeah, so... I think from memory, both Horde and Alliance on Wormrest were set up that, you know, if no one was online, you could still do it via the Guild Finder, but it won't allow cross factions. So it's purely through being a BattleNet friend, which... makes it difficult if you've got one account and you play on opposite times to everyone else, you know. So it does, you know, there's a link on wildchallenges.com in About Us. Cool. Yeah. So... I mean, it's there. I'm guessing... Fair Zai, did you guys move your toons across? I haven't even been on a challenge toon since the patch. No, Fair, you haven't done your... I haven't done mine either. It's something that I want to do. I just have not had time. So, I'm guessing Desire? Was it Zai that might have done it? And I think Chris had said you'd move some of your toons around with Team Murloc, etc. Not yet. Tend to sleep after the fair. Yeah. Tried with fair, but it didn't work. Okay. Alright, well, that's... Yeah. Kit and I already are invading. Okay. Alright, so it does work. Rod said he did. I created a new Horde character in the Alliance Guild. Yep. Alright, so it is working, but it's certainly a bit of a different strategy than I think we all thought it was going to be. So yeah, there's that. Alright, so, doable, but definitely one that needs to take into account. And I'm going to guess that if you have Battle.net friends, you could just become Battle.net friends to create and have that invite for that other person. And then if it's someone that you don't necessarily need to be Battle.net friends, I'm going to say you could, you know, you could both stop doing that. You know, because otherwise, you know, with some people, you don't want to open up to having 50 million friends on your Battle.net if they're not really friends. So, Fair says, yeah, I'm glad to do Battle.net friends with people from this community. Exactly. And I guess that's probably the other thing, is that if people need to, I guess, in particular for Wormrest, perhaps we could do, you know, maybe people could post in the Challenger issues or something like that tab in channel in Discord to be like, hey, look, I need to move some toons over and see who's available, and then, you know, obviously don't, if you're comfortable with posting your Battle.net tags in Discord, otherwise, you know, you could always move it to a private message and sort something out between those people that are on the server. As Rod says, you can remove it afterwards. Excellent. So, it just seems to be a bit of a painful step to get someone in, but maybe it's the only... Maybe they might tweak it a bit and remove it down the line. So, I guess we see how it goes. But definitely... something that I know we've been looking forward to for quite some time. So, we'll see. Everyone involved must be in-game at the same time. Exactly, which could be a huge problem for those people that don't play on the same time as everyone else. Yeah, that's an issue, Fair. Absolutely. So, I guess we wait and see how things go. But we've got an option. It's just maybe they need to see how it pans out for the next, I don't know, few months. I don't know. It does seem really clunky, Fair. I agree. But at least we've got something. It's just maybe as time goes on, they will refine it a bit better, that we don't need to do all this, and it can be purely like an easier way to do it. Anyway, I guess we wait and see. All right, let me grab, hang on, give me 2 seconds. I'm just gonna grab copy link. I'm just gonna throw this in my notes. This is, so if you guys want to check out, that's what Tiber sent through from how to invite cross-faction alts to your personal guild. So that might be helpful. I'll have a look at it after. It's from Kraken Latte. I love her. She's fantastic. She's very chill. I really enjoy her content. So thank you, Tiber. That's wonderful. I'll look forward to having a look at this after. So if you want to check it out after we've finished the show, go for it. If you got any, you know, extra pointers, etc., throw them in Discord. Let us know. That would be really helpful. But anything to try and streamline to make things easier for us, I guess. So we'll see. Anyway, anything else from the patch that you guys found interesting? Or, as I said, I've probably had no more than 3 hours of playtime all week. It's been a week. So, I've not had a lot of in-game time. And I've not yet jumped over to a challenge turn to see how things have gone, because I just have not had time. So, anyone got any other thoughts about from the patch, post-patch? I know add-ons are still broken. It was quite a few, actually, that, let me see. Just bear with me. No, they've all updated. Because I go online through CurseForge, through the appy thing. And at the moment, yeah, all of mine are up to date, because it does do an automatic update once I turn the computer on. So it's great. But I normally also check it, because sometimes some add-ons, you know, don't, they might not automatically update. I don't know why that is. All right. Let me just go back. Everyone must be in game, yeah. Okay. So Fair says, seems like they could put some verbiage in Guild Finder telling people that the guild they are looking at is an opposite faction guild. Are you sure you want to join that? That's, yeah, I think, again, Guild Finder was the whole reason, correct? That was supposed to be the way to think. So we've already got something in game. Why isn't that tweaked to be able to? Just questions to ask. I would have thought it should be a easy enough way, because when we sign up to, say, do like questing with dungeons and things like that, we can, you know, you can get cross factions now if you go to do a dungeon or raid or whichever. So if you put it out there to say, hey, who wants to come, you can get people from either faction. So I'm pretty sure, or am I just making things up? I could be making things up. I normally have been doing the, if I've got to go chasing the rares on like the Forbidden Reach and things like that, I'll try and find a group to do it. And I'm sure I've seen the other faction in the group. I could be dreaming, and I could be very tired when I'm playing. So, anyway. Yeah. I'm kind of leaning towards... Now I'm doubting myself as I know. So, maybe I'm making stories. Every tune in Dragon Isle can get endgame stuff doing world quests. Yes. Fair also said, I've been getting odd mail messages with random items attached that say I can't open. I did have that when I logged in yesterday, I think. Are you running Postal? Because I think... Don't quote me. I thought it was that Postal hadn't done an update from what Hubby had said. And then there was another one that I think I had to walk away from the letterbox. I came back, I tried again, and I could open it. Sorry, excuse me. Every tune, Chris says, every tune received those mails. Apparently, they're from an ethereal trader. I know I did get something that was like, oh, whatever became out of date. They must have taken it from your currency tab because it's no longer, you know, the currency, and give you a credit of... You know, whatever it is, like 2 gold for each one. So I think I got like 240 gold, which I'm always like, yeah, I'm happy to have gold. I'm happy. So that's what I'm guessing. Normally they do something like that. Maybe it's a fun breadcrumb for something later. One was, yeah, I did get a World of Cloth too, fair. Again, I was thinking that possibly it was like a, something tied into currencies. I don't know. It was a bit weird. I couldn't open it first. It said no. I walked away for, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, thinking, okay, it's probably Postal. Postal hadn't updated. I came back in a little while, and I was able to open it. So, Stur says, I don't run Postal, but I have gotten looted stuff that I looted, but Blizz thought I left it behind, and you click on the item, and Blizz says, it is unavailable. Like, Blizz has issues. Oh boy, do they have issues at times. Yes. As much as I love them at times, I also want to... Yeah, I don't question Dragon Isles much at all, Fair says, so can't be something lost in the nether. Yeah. Chris says he's an NPC and usually it would come from the postmaster. Yeah, it's been weird. Zaius has got them too, but I don't use that add-on. Okay, so possibly not just Postal. I wonder when Postal did an update. I haven't looked. No, it must have done an update today because it's now saying game versions 10.1.0, so it is up to date. I've not logged into the game today so far, so I don't know. But yeah, there's lots of things. How has anyone noticed? You know how we were talking about health and how HP went up, damage went up. Has anyone noticed that on their challenge tunes? Like, are things hitting harder? Because again, I've not been on any challenge tunes. I've barely had time to play this week. didn't see much difference. I says, okay, I'll be interested to see what the others say. Stir, not really, at least on an iron, pretty much the same. Okay, interesting to know. Fair says, on first login, you are always not at max health, so they did add health. Huh. I must check that, Fair. I've not paid attention to that. I'm not going to say that when I played last night, I may have fallen asleep like 5 times. God, thank God I was not on a challenge tune. Don't tell my husband. He's... Do you know how many times he's woken me up while I've been in this chair? You guys don't want to know, but yeah. I've only killed things on a green man. Fessers seems to take the usual time. Okay, so we've not found too much difference of the whole HP being increased for toons, but damage, spell damage, etc. has increased from mobs. Okay. Alright, that's interesting to know. Cool. Alright. Fess says, I run Healbot and the bars were showing as yellow rather than green when I logged in. Huh. Alright. Interesting. Anything else that you guys want to bring up about patch before I go on to the news? Because I've got a little bit lower than max health. Yeah. Fair says, okay. Because we do have a bit of news today. Had to do a quick heal or eat. Yeah. Understandable. I hate starting off a tune that's at low health. I don't like leaving the inn until, or, you know, wherever you are, whether it's sanctuary, town, until my tune has got higher health, full health, basically. I'll have to look at hit points, actually. I probably should have done that before the patch. I didn't even think about it. Sorry. I've been slack. I've been busy. Anyway, alright. Well, I'll see if you've got any other thoughts of post-patch. It's only been how many days? 4 days? 5 days since it's dropped. Things are probably still a little... I think they did some hot fixes. Because there was an update when I had logged in yesterday. There was like a download. So I'm guessing there was hot fixes. But yeah. So we'll see. Anyway, see if anyone has anything else to say on that. Alright, for the moment, I'm not even going to talk about my week in WoW because... yeah. We'll just go straight on to news.
What week?
Exactly.
Hey, it's not just you, I had the same deal.
Yeah, I know. Alright, so let's do news.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right, so we do have a little bit of news to get through. So let me do this. Hang on, where are we? Okay, so first off, we've got some congratulations this week. All right, so congratulations to Rod on getting his toon Seth to max level, becoming our 5th Dragonflight Green Man Challenge Champion. But not only that, he also got Roth, I hope I'm saying it right, another Green Man So six. So he did two tunes in like the space of, they dinged in the space of not long. So we've got the fifth and sixth Dragonflight Green Man Challenge champions. Congratulations to Rudd. The write-up for that is up on the website now. So thank you, Rudd, for getting that back to me. And also thank you for your patience in, so I had time to get that sorted yesterday. So well done. Hang on, where's my little well done, Rob. All right, not only that, and apologies if I butcher this, but congratulations to Never Lucky Cutie on becoming our 14th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge champion. Well done. Now, if that person is listening, I did get an email from them because they said that it had, the website had popped up and said to contact me. So thank you, Zaya. It's working. Please contact Leader, which he did, which is great. So I will get back to him after the show, and sorry, I'll get back to them. I'm surmising it's male. I shouldn't be doing that. I'll get back to them and get them the question. So if you're listening, watching, I will be emailing you after the show. But congratulations, 14. Can you believe it? 6 greens, 14 irons. But not only that, right before the show, we have got congratulations to Peacenik on becoming our 9th Dragonflight Pacifist champion. Oh my goodness, guys. Well done. Now, from memory, and I should never trust my memory, but from memory, Tiber, isn't that your tune? Am I right or not? Tis! Excellent. I had that bit of doubt when I posted in Discord about doing the congrats. I was going to tag you. And then I was like, what if it's not Tiber's tune? And he's like, it's not me. So I did do the post, but I didn't. So I'll shoot you through an email after the show, Tiber. Well done. Can you guys believe it? 9 green men, 14 irons, 9 pacifists. Obviously, that's not all. Hang on, what else are we up to? Let me pull out the chart. What have we got? 9, 9, 9. What was the last that we did? It's pretty much been those. We've had 3 working men. 3? Yep. And we've only had 1 blood. Which technically is 2 thirsty, who's a blood and a 9. You guys know what I mean. So, but still, that's impressive. Well done, everyone. That's awesome. Okay. All right. So that's our congratulations. And, I will get the emails out to the two, Tiber and Never Lucky Cutie, and we will get those write-ups sorted. All right, now a couple of things happening this week. All right, Children's Week. Sorry, my lights are screwy, so I know the background goes weirdo. Apologies, but it is what it is at the moment. Dark Moon Fair starts, well, for me this afternoon. For you guys, probably like in the morning. So Dark Moon Fair going from today, or the 7th, to the 13th. So, good time to start a challenge tune. Good time if you've got a Lobi challenge tune to take them over and get yourself a 16 slot Dark Moon storage box. Get some gold. Do some, you know, do some questing. Obviously, Bloods, there is no love. We always say this. No love to the Bloods. But for everyone else, you know, good time for that. Also, if you've got tunes that you didn't get to hand in the... Oh, it's just gone from my mind. You know, the Kill 250, what is it? I've lost it. Anyway, if you've got that one, quite often I might not get that done on a challenge tune. So, you know, that might take me and hand it in next month, which it's, yeah, everyone thinks BT are psycho. 250 kills that give XP. So, yeah, that's it. What is it? It's, I keep thinking Lucky Charms. It's not Lucky Charms. My brain. Not enough coffee? Possibly. Yum, Lucky Charms, Chris says. Absolutely. So, yeah. But anyway, Dark Moon Fair runs this week. So, yay. Children's Week is ending on 8th, I think. Tybus says, still a few days for Children's Week quest. XP is pretty good. I did not expect to level Peacenik so soon. Excellent. Alright. Well, that's good. I haven't even looked at Children's Week, and I hate that because I love doing Children's Week. So, yeah, I might have to try and just do one run. Pick a tune and just do it. So, especially good for higher level tunes who can't do much besides holidays. Yeah, good point. Fair, absolutely. Test Your Strength, is that quest for 250 kills? Yes. Right, that's it. You know, the thing that you get off the mobs that goes in your bag and you've got to hand that in. I keep... Lucky Charms is what I keep thinking. It's not that. And it's like on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of what it is. It's going to drive me nuts until one of you guys say, you'll be like, it's this leader. And I'll be like, of course. Grizzly Trophy or something. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to mention, Spring Balloon Festival runs for like 3 days from the 10th to the 13th. So on Wowhead, I've got a, give you the link. If you're checking out, again, just be careful if you are taking a challenge tune over there. The mini holiday stuff, we don't do write-ups for, so if you want to check it out. If you're concerned about anything, you know, again, jump into Discord and send out a message, you know, a question, whichever. It's a good way. But yeah, so Wowhead says it starts at 12 a.m. on the 10th of the 5th. runs until 12 a.m. on the 13th of the 5th. So that is this week. So if you're going to check it out, there's the link. I'll keep the link in the information as well. Zaya says, scout it first. Any flag will not be removed. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, if in doubt, take a, you know, a dead iron, take your mane. If I take my mane, I normally try and strip her down just to gauge how things are. Just to see how it goes. Yeah. Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to let you know of is with Teams. So we said Teams are back working, and it's very exciting because we do have some Teams in our State of the Challenges today. So that's very exciting. Zaya, we had said that Zaya wasn't sure of it getting into State of the Challenges, but it did come through that there was a couple of Iron Teams that made the list. So everything seems to be going good there. So we will see. We'll get to that in a moment. All right. So that's all the news that I've got for you guys. I don't think there's anything else. Oh, other than the May trading post has changed. I don't know about you guys, but there wasn't that much. I kind of went, this month was very, there was a couple of things, but nothing that I kind of went. So, again, because that is account wide, you can certainly, you know, as you're doing questing on your challenge tunes, they can count towards the whole account wide stuff, which can be very handy. So yeah, I can't remember. Actually, I haven't even been through the trading post. I think I've got an itch. Sorry. I think I'd only looked at it on Wowhead to see what was there. I've not yet been there. As I said, I have not spent a lot of time in game this week. Not through lack of trying. Most can't be done on challenge tunes below level 60. No, there is quite a few. Like, those that just give you, like, generic questing. Unless they give you the generic questing, but it's, like, Dragon Isle content, then yeah. Yeah, I took my orphan along for 10 daily quests for trading post. 30 quests. Any level. Yeah. Yes, they had tied some into Children's Week, which I thought was interesting. So that's good. All right. Okay. Now, the last bit of news that I want to talk about. So I think I've got everything basis-wise for you guys. I hope I've covered everything. If not, sorry. But I think that was kind of like the big stuff, so hopefully that's okay. Now, getting down to some me stuff, let's just talk about that. I have made a decision moving forward from this point of time, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I've got some health issues at the moment. Don't stress, don't concern, I'll be okay. But for the show, we're going to be moving to a fortnightly stream. I'm hoping it'll be a couple months. Basically, if I don't do it now and get my health right, I could potentially be making things worse, and I don't want to end up in hospital and all that kind of stuff. So I just thought the easiest thing for me to do would be to go to a fortnightly show. Next week is actually Mother's Day here. I don't know if you guys have the same date, but it is Mother's Day, so it actually works out really well. So I'm not doing a show next week. We're just going to run it every 2 weeks for at least the next couple of months. I'll see how things go health-wise. And yeah, I can't give you guys a time frame. Sorry, we'll just have to see how stuff goes. So at least for the next couple months, all right? So we're just going to go to every fortnight. I'm not saying 2 times a month because there could be months where there might end up being 3 shows because it's like a 5-week thing. So as I said, I just wanted to let you all know. Take your time, get better. Typer says definitely put your health first, we'll be fine. It's not that I don't love doing the show, guys, I do, but it does take up a lot of extra time doing all this, and I need some rest time. So if we just go to fortnightly, I think that will help immensely to get stuff going. So and I just wanted to, you know, let you know what's going on. So we'll revisit this in a couple months. As I said, I've got I'm under a doctor, so you know, I'm not doing this just myself. This is from the doctor, who basically said, if you don't, you're going to end up in hospital. So, I think I've had enough hospital visits in my time. We don't need to go down there. So, hence why I'm just like, right, we'll do that. We've had enough hospital. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. So, again, no show next week because it is Mother's Day, and I need to sort something for Mum anyway. I think she'd like a date loaf. I might surprise her with a date loaf. And a slice, maybe. We'll see. But, I need to, you know, do that. So we will be back on May 20th, but definitely then we'll just look from May into June. I'll see how things are going health-wise, kind of early July or into July. And I want to get back to weekly, plus being able to take that week off every now and again. I know it's all a bit up in the air, but I just wanted to give you guys, you know, heads up, this is what's happening, etc. Okay, so I'll be back on May 20th. All right, that's covered. Chris says yum. Yes. All right. Let's get to State of the Challenges. All right. It's been a busy week. It's so good to see State of the Challenges working. Rudd and Zaya, seriously. Have I disconnected? No, it was just lagging. Okay. Was that Twitch or was that me? I don't know. I don't know. Twitch says it's fine. I don't know. All right. I don't know. Stur says, hope you do well. Put your ISP on Doctor's Care too. Oh, seriously, sir. Telstra is supposed to be. Anyway. Twitch seems like... Alright, so it might be more Twitch than me. Alright, let's do this. So, state of the challenges, let's go. Irons. Apologies if I butcher names, you guys know I suck at words. So, alright, we have got 10 irons this week. So, at number 10, we've got Immy at level 35, RIP. Number 9 is Konobar at level 44, but red flagged. So I'm not sure that if there was an actual death or whether they gave up because there was gear changes, dungeon kills, so whether they just went, I've had enough, it's a normal tune, and off they went. So, yeah. Number 8 is Prob Dead, level 47, great name. 7 is Dara, again, level 53. 6 this week is Trio at level 57. 5 is Troggle at level 60. 4 is Ferakira at level 64. 3 is Nurong Pingi, level 65. Number 2 this week is Azzy, level 65, RIP. Stir, you said it was a mob death. Apparently, commiserations, Azzy. Number 1 this week is Never Luck Cutie, level 70, becoming our 14th Dragonfly Iron Man champion. Well done. Okay. Bloods. We had one blood this week. So, now this was weird. Zaya, what did you say? Just did 2 quests. So they're still green flagged? Okay, alright. So it was Chaya hit level 60. So, well done. They got 4 levels this week. That's fantastic. On a blood. At those levels. Fantastic. Alright. Pacifists. We have got 10 pacifists. Let's have a look. At number 10, we've got Exerino. Great name. Level 70, but RIP. Number 9 is Pacifist, level 23, but they were yellow flagged with 1 kill and 1 killing blow. Number 8 is Two Flower at level 26. Number 7, now this is what I wasn't sure, Zaya. There was another Pacifist that seems to be the same at level 29, RIP. So I'm not sure if it's the same tune, because it appeared to be the same server. Anyway, pacifist, so sorry, RIP at level 29. Number 6 this week, Peace Bay at level 35. 5 this week is Sync, level 48. Twitch is being very laggy. Okay. Number 4 is Nerami at level 64. They are red flagged. I think this is another tune that possibly gave up doing pacifists because they've got dungeon, raid boss kills, gear changes. I think they just went, they'd had enough. So, yeah. Number 3 is Farrah Vegan at 67. Number 2 is Farrah at 68. And number 1 this week is Peacenik, which is Tiber, hitting level 70, becoming our 9th Dragonflight Pacifist Challenge Champion. Again, well done, Tiber. That's awesome. Is that 2 pacifists for you, Tiber, or 3? All right, greens. Greens has been really busy. We've got 10 greens, guys. Greens, there's a lot of green love. At 10, Crispel at level 26. 9 this week is Shadow Wolf at 28. 8 is Ebonori, level 34, 2 Tiber, excellent. 7 is Ferrosola at level 46. 6 is Vera Fair. Take again. Is Fair Verde at level 61. 5 is Fair. I always get this wrong. I'm so sorry, Fair. Creed? At level 62. I do it every time. Oh, so sorry, Fair. Fair's Tune. 1. Fair's Tune. 2. Cree. Fair Cree. Not Creed. Cree. I'll get it right one day. Maybe. Alright, number 4 is Chris 1 at level 63, but RIP. 3 this week is Chris 3 at level 65. 2 this week is Roth at level 70. And 1 is Seth at level 70. And as we said, they are both Rudd's tunes. So his tunes became the 5th and the 6th. Dragonfly Green Man Challenge Champions. Well done, Rudd, on that. All right, Working Man, we had 3. We had Varj, level 17, RIP. 2, we had Zaya Windy, level 63, yellow flagged. Zaya? Gotta go kill more? I'm guessing. Looking at that. Number 1 this week is Faramar at level 68. Tins. We've got 2 tins. Luna at level 23 and Arundel at level 60. And for the first time in a very long time, we have got Iron Teams. We had 2 this week. So at number 2, Neren Feet Nurgle. I hope that doesn't like mean anything bad. they are EU, so not sure if that changes to something. They were level 10. However, it's RIP because someone had died. Number 1 this week, Pasta Sauce hit level 17. So that's interesting. Iron Teams is back. All the teams are back, guys. So if you're into doing teams, everything's working. Fantastic. All right, well done, especially. Let me see. Is it going live? Excellent. I love it when the internet crashes. Great. Anyway, I don't know where I was up to. But I'm not going to backtrack. So well done to everyone leveling this week. Thank you all. I did teams. Excellent. All right, let's get on to chit chat because I don't want to lose my shit over the internet. Because anyway.
This just in. It's chit chat.
Keep saying. Twitch is saying my internet's unstable. So, let's just try and get through this without DCing 50 million times because I can tell you're piecing together the episode. It's a pain in the neck. All right. So, I've got one joke. This is from my husband. So, blame him. From Execute. Here we go. Why do farmers make excellent DJs? They let us turn up the beat.
I regret nothing.
I like it. I like it. All right. Don't know if Tybu, if you've got your stolen joke of the week. I'll try and get to it in a minute. I don't think there's... I think I've kind of covered everything that the chat room has talked about. So hopefully... I don't want to stay on too long because I'm just... Twitch keeps saying I'm unstable and I'm afraid that the net's gonna... Oh, here we go. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. I got an email explaining hot to read maps backwards. It was spam. Yep. Yep. Nice. All right. I think we're done. Let's wrap this up. All right, where's my cute little heartsy for you guys? All right, so big thank you to our Iron Elite, Awesome Trousers Execute Fair, Chris, me, Mac, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zep. Thank you guys for your support in keeping the website moving, etc. It's greatly appreciated. To our awesome bunch of mods, thank you for the things that you do. Awesome Trousers, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Thank you. I do appreciate it. And to our amazing Zaya and Rudd, our code wardens, who are working tirelessly on getting code sorted. As I said, teams are back. Go forth. Make a team if that's what you're into. It's nice to see teams making the state of the challenges again. That's working. So thank you guys for all that. For everyone in the chat room, thanks for hanging out with me today. I do appreciate that you give up a little bit of your time to be here. So thank you. So again, no show next week. I will be back on Saturday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. And then moving forward from that, we're going to do a show fortnightly or every 2 weeks for at least the next couple of months while stuff within this body hopefully gets settled. So yeah, where you can find us, pop over to wowchallenges.com. all the information for the social stuff that we've got is there. You can find us on places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio if you want to check out the podcast. If you've got an email, shoot it through to me, podcast@wildchallenges.com, whether it's a question, screenshots, just want to say hi, go for it. If you need to find me, check out the easiest place to find me over all of the things. Check out linktree.com/LetaWow, LETAWOW. You can find all my stuff. As for today, huge, and like we say every week, huge thank you to Mr. Nisi for the intro. We love that intro. It's great. And you know what? Sending both Russ and Nisi some extra hugs and etc. For the moment. It's nice to send hugs around. For anyone out there struggling or just going through anything, hugs to you all. All right, I think that's it. All right. Last thank you is to my husband for helping with the outro. And I do appreciate his help on that. He's also my proofreader, which is very helpful when I do blog posts. So thank you, hubby. I think that's it, guys. So again, please stay safe both in and out of game. I will see you in 2 weeks' time. Mother's Day's next week, so we'll be back on May 20th. Have a great fortnight. Not the game. Have a great 2 weeks. We'll see you then. All right. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.